episode 2316, Encourage Yourself.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're wearing a smile on your face. And more importantly, burying that frown. Sometimes we just need a little bit of encouragement. Sometimes we just need that inspiration, that shove to keep doing what we know we were created to do. Encourage yourself. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Cases newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, you know, one of the most challenging things in life is uplifting yourself during moments of insecurity, indecision, and instability. Gain confidence in the midst of uncertainty. Encourage yourself. Now, I don't know about you, but I am great about seeing all the potential and hope in someone else's situation. But for me, that's a totally different story. It's a totally different moment. Finding the positive in our everyday is not as easy as it sounds. We can say we can build this mountain of inspiration and motivation, but when we are in the middle of the valley, climbing that mountain of inspiration just doesn't seem possible. We already feel defeated. Well, today I don't want you to feel defeated. I want you to be all in regards to your encouragement. Don't allow yourself to go down the negativity. Don't talk down to yourself just because it comes easy. You were created on purpose for a purpose, so encourage yourself. You need to see your reflection as God sees you. I think about how we nail our negativity to the wall. Or you can say you nail it to the mirror. Because you look at yourself and you think, gosh darn it. I just missed this here. I missed this there. I messed up dinner. Didn't get the laundry folded. I didn't pick up the toys. My house is a mess. I haven't vacuumed in 3 weeks. Not that I'm saying I haven't vacuumed in 3 weeks. Maybe. But we hold ourselves to a higher standard. But when we look at somebody else, it's easier for us to give compassion and see the positive side of things, to see the silver lining. So why can't we see it within ourselves? Well, because our glasses are foggy. Because when you think about how many thoughts we have, 80% of our thoughts are negative. And so if we're thinking more negative than we are positive, well, it's much easier to go to the negative route. So why not hunker down there in that cave? No. You got to work harder and see the positive. I know one thing I do, and this is going to sound crazy and it might be TMI, but it's showerspirations. I love them. You can sit there and write notes to yourself. You can sit there and have conversations with someone. You can turn on a podcast and it's a blink, but you know what happens? You need to be able to draw from your own encouragement tank. You need to have a reservoir. And why not have it when it comes to your showerspirations? Yes, a well full of encouragement to encourage yourself. It's not about relying on everybody else. Yes, you can have those pick-me-ups. Yes, I want you to listen to the podcast so I can help fuel your heart. But you have to be the one to set everything in motion. And so one way I do that is through my showerspirations. We all, most of us, take a shower or a bath every single day. Or we deal with water at some point every single day. So whether you're doing the dishes or taking a shower or doing the laundry, I want you to equate that with showerspirations. I want you to think of something positive to focus on for the day. Now, I got to tell you, sometimes I take my showers at night. And so that actually encourages my morning. So I am geared up and ready and already energized before I even open my eyes. Now, I got to tell you and be honest, sometimes it's hard for me to go to sleep because I'm like, oh, I'm just on fire. I want to keep going. I want to keep doing this. But I know that rest is important. So I lay my head down and I say my prayers, knowing that when I get up, this is where my focus is. Encourage yourself. Why do you think I say be present, be incredible, be you? Because all of those statements are truth. 100%. You need to be present in your day. You need to know that you are incredible. And most importantly, you need to be you. Be yourself. Accept yourself. Value yourself. Forgive yourself because you know what? You're going to mess up. I mess up every day. Foot in my mouth. Bless yourself. See those silver linings bigger than the trash that you always think about. And I know that always is a big word. But in reality, we do. We criticize ourselves more than we do anybody else. Trust yourself. Express yourself. Love yourself. Empower yourself. Encourage yourself. I love what Victoria Osteen says in her new book, Encouragement for an Exceptional Life. Quote, I am a child of the Most High God. I am loved by God. I am strengthened by God. I'm accepted by God. And I am full of purpose and destiny. You have all of that. So why slumber around? Why keep throwing the oh, woe's me party? It's time to rev up your heart and ready your mind. Today is going to be a day where you see beauty in the ashes and you get to create your now. Encourage yourself. Don't back down just because you can. It's time to rev up those engines. It's time to motivate the heart. It's time to ready and renew your mind because God's got big plans for you today. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.